Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt, and we're brought to you by RacePlace.com, RunCatalina.com, our Challenged Athletes Foundation, where we've raised now over $65 million to keep athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check out all of our interviews on iTunes or on Babbittville.com. Our next guest, one of our favorite people on the planet, Caroline Steffen. She has won two ITU World Championships. She's won Ironman Frankfurt twice. She's been second in Kona twice. She has done it all. Caroline, how the heck are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Yes, you are doing great. You've got this huge race this weekend on Sunday. Daniela Ryf and Julia Geiser. You've got a really, really good field. Do you like it when the best people in the world are on the starting line with you?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I'm back in Frankfurt this year. Just want to rest, and I do that every single year, going to the big races, Melbourne, Roth, Frankfurt, Kona. Just love it.
Especially coming from, you know, when you were a swimmer, and then you were a professional cyclist, and as a cyclist, you were sort of put in the position of, well, Caroline can't really climb that well. She's going to work for other people, and decided, you know what, I'd rather work for myself. And became a full-time professional triathlete and have never looked back. Talk a little bit about this, this particular race. Like you said, the best people are there. You've won on this course before. How important is that for you, the fact that you've had success in Frankfurt?
When I did Frankfurt the first time back in 2010, and then I just loved it straight away. It's a very unique bike course. I think it's a beautiful two-lap course, and you just get everything you want in an Ironman race. You get a few really decent climbs, and you get beautiful downhills and a lot of corners and just a lot of technical little parts, including some cobblestones, of course. You can't miss out on them if you race in Europe. As an ex-pro cyclist, I just look forward to have a challenging bike course, and I just loved that course straight away when I raced the first time, and I went back in 2011, 2012, and I just can't wait to be back out there on Sunday.
Is it more technical than other courses? I mean, a race like Kona, it's just basically out and back. But like you said, as a cyclist, as a former pro cyclist, this course gives you something that maybe other courses don't?
Yeah, definitely. That course just brings everything I'm asking for as an ex-pro cyclist. You get a lot of courses when a race in Asia. There are a lot of courses like out and back, and the only turn you have is a turnaround,
right? Yeah,
and you definitely get a few more turns and twisty corners in when you race Frankfurt, and that's something I really love in that course, and that the fact you have a two-lap course just makes it really, really special. I think I think two laps it's a perfect course for an Ironman for 180K.
As a two-lap course, do you get good sized crowds out there then?
In Europe, you go through a little town every couple k's, and in Frankfurt, every few k, if you go through those little towns, they do something special. Like in one town, you get a beer mile, and then in the next town, you have live music, and they, especially when you have good weather, and we definitely have some good weather this year. Pretty much everyone is out on the road, and it's just cheering us on, and it's a very special atmosphere, and you get a lot of support. Even if it's like a 90K loop, you get support every couple of Ks, or even between the towns. The people just out there having a beer in the backyard and having a little barbecue in their backyard. It's very special. I like racing in Germany heat. I think the Germans, they're just crazy triathlon fans, and you can feel that. You can feel that power, that energy, even here in Frankfurt. I mean, to set up an Ironman race in the middle of a main city, just the fact you actually race in a city, it's just amazing. And to have the finish line in the center, and it's just a great course. I love it.
So what has been your the 2015 season, gearing up for this race, and I'm assuming gearing up for Kona? What has been what has this season been like for you so far?
To be honest, I was had a couple of rough months early in the year. I got sick the first time pretty much straight after Challenge Bahrain in December.
Yeah.
Had a little break, but got sick straight away after the race. And then went back to training, maybe a bit too soon. I think, maybe the break wasn't big enough. I usually have a break straight after Kona, but
right.
This year I kept racing because I feel like I want to keep racing after the disappointing race I had in Kona. I was like, I spoke to Chris McCollum, my coach,
yes.
After race, and he said, it's up to you if you want to have a break now. Well, tell me what you want to do. And I was like, I put so much work in that season and that year, and was really disappointed with Kona. So I just I made a decision to keep racing till December, and I had another couple of races, and so I got sick straight away after Bahrain, then got sick again in February and got some food poisoning just before Melbourne Ironman, and and chest infection in May. So
oh my god, it's been an awful year. So you've just been basically, you almost need that break after Ironman to let your body reset, to train through Ironman, go to Bahrain. It sounds like you put yourself in a little bit of a hole and kept getting sick after that.
Yeah, I really never ever get sick, touching wood, but if I get sick, that's mostly like once a year, but now I was sick four times this year already, which is very...
rare.
Not typical for me.
But you're healthy now.
I think I had it all now. So I'm good for the rest of the year.
A lot of times, your body's basically saying you need more time off, and so maybe you just needed more time off, and so you feel like your build up to this race to Frankfurt has been good.
Yeah, definitely. The last few weeks been really good, and the last two races I did, I was really happy with that. I actually was ready for Melbourne as well, but I got that food poisoning just 2 weeks ahead.
Yeah.
And I think that's not a perfect preparation to go into a race with the body was struggling really bad. I was sick for days, and it wasn't able to move. Everyone pretty much knows how it feels when you have some food poisoning. So that was just, I felt strong in the race in Melbourne, but definitely not all the way through, and that's why I suffered pretty bad at the end. I think you can't fake an Ironman, and I was just missing on a bit of training the week leading up. But I'm definitely good now. And
you could ask me about that. You can't fake an Ironman. You can fake a 5K.
Nah.
You can fake a 10K. You can't fake an Ironman. You can fake an Olympic distance triathlon. You can't fake an Ironman. What are you thinking?
I think you can fake 180K on the bike, but
yes.
Then in the run, I'm in Melbourne after 10K, I was done.
right. You're like, okay, those are Chris McCormick distances, 180K on the bike and a 10K run. That's what he's ready for now, right? So the change from a Brett Sutton as a coach and Chris McCormick, making that transition, those are two different type of personalities. How talk a little bit about that and what Chris brings to the table for you.
Brad is an amazing coach, and I achieved so much with him as my coach. And but we both just had the feeling of after 4 years, it was time to move on for me. And so we made that decision, and I looked for someone who brings, I don't know, maybe just the joy back in what I do.
Exactly.
I think I lost a tiny bit the joy of racing and training, and just the love of triathlon. I think I lost that a bit at the end with the team and
sure.
Fred. And through Chris, I definitely got that back, and I really enjoy what I do and love fun to laugh. For the sport, again.
Nobody has more passion. Nobody has more passion for it than Macca.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he lives and loves for that sport that much, and you can feel that. And he gets when he sends me the program and I talk to him what I did, and he's just it's very inspirational actually. And I just have to chat with him, and I mean, he's not around me all the time like Brad was. I think that was the biggest change with Brad. He was
you were living.
He
there.
Was pretty much. I saw him. Yeah, I was living with him. But like he was around me every day, and he saw me every day, and he made changes in training, which is different with Chris now. He sends me a program every second week. I get a new program, and I talk to him twice a week, Monday, Friday. With six times we talk to each other, and then we make a little changes maybe there. But I think I have way more responsibility in what I do, and I have to make decisions, which
is good.
You're not allowed to make any decisions.
Yes, right. Make decisions for yourself. What a concept. When you look back, Caroline, you've had so many races and so many great races. What's the best race that you look at as the best race you ever had?
That's definitely Hawaii, my first Hawaii race in 2010 as a professional when I got second.
Yeah. And why?
Yeah. Oh, I was just so, I was very focused on what I can do and not was looking around, because I actually not even knew the other girl that well, because I was new in the sport. And I just really enjoyed the whole race, and it's just, and then with that second place, which came out kind of a bit out of the blue for me at that stage, I just remembered that certain Ironman as a good experience. I think I did a lot of races, and looking back, and it's not a good feeling I have, but with that one, it's just, I was just in a happy place for 9 hours, and that was my fastest Ironman as well in Hawaii, the first time. So I think that's the best race I ever showed, yeah.
Well, and I look at that 2010 season, that was really the, you know, when you won, I think you won Ironman, was it Geelong, the 70.3 in February of that year. That sort of put you on the map a little bit, and then you won ITU Worlds, and then second in Kona. So that sort of culminated really a breakthrough year for you, don't you think?
Yeah, that was actually my first year as a pro when we breaked up. And we started in January, to get me a program for 1 month, and he said, I'll see you in February in Thailand, and won my first race in February, and that was when I crossed that finish line, that feeling to win a race, that feeling was that was the reason why I keep pushing and keep doing what I'm doing now, because that's just such it's a good feeling to win a race, and I want to have it again and again, and that's why I keep racing. And I think 2010 was a really important year. I raced 12 times, and I think I won 8 of them.
Yep.
Mostly 70.3s, and then I think the best year I had was 2 years later in 2012. That was definitely the strongest year I had, with the big win in Melbourne with the 8:35 I had in Ironman Melbourne. Then won Frankfurt in the same year with a 8:52, and then
second in Kona.
Yeah, close second again in Kona. Yeah.
Yeah, when you're leading Leanna Cave, and she got you towards the end, but again a second place in a really, really big on a big stage. So this weekend we're talking about a little bit of heat in Frankfurt. How does that change the way you approach this race, knowing that it's going to be brutally hot?
To be honest, it doesn't really change much. I think you just have to play it a bit smart. Maybe look after yourself a bit better on the bike. Maybe grab one water bottle more than usual, and just put yourself down maybe a bit more. But I think I don't want to change heaps. I would say I'm used to the heat. I did a lot of races in the heat. I live in Australia in 6 years, so we have a bit of heat over there. And,
yep.
The last few races I did was in the heat as well. Vietnam, we had over 40 degrees, and humidity as well, so that made it even harder. And Cairns, even we had winter in Australia, Cairns was close to 30 degrees as well. So
wow.
I'm not really that worried about the heat on Sunday. It's going to be definitely going to be hard. I mean, definitely going to be harder than having like mild 20 like we had in Melbourne this year.
Yep.
I always think it takes way more out of your body, and definitely recovering takes a bit longer than usual. Yeah, but I'm not really that worried like other people. I think that's just what you...
You just have to deal with it. It's all
what
there
you
is
get.
Exactly. So what will the rest of your season look like after Sunday?
I'm going to spend a bit of time in Switzerland after Frankfurt with my family, a belly season. A couple of weeks in Switzerland. I'm going to leave at my dad's place.
Nice.
Just spend a bit of time with family. Definitely want to recover well from that race. Maybe take a bit more time than usual. And then heading over to the Philippines for 70.2 in Cebu in August.
And then main goal is Kona then?
And after that, I go straight back to Australia. I'm going to start my Kona block. I'm going to race 70.3 Sunshine Coast as well. I'm the ambassador of that race.
Which nice.
Is in my hometown. It's in my town, like a home race, kind of.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And after that, I'm going straight over to Beijing for a short course, non-drafting race in
yep.
Beijing. Then straight over to Kona.
Love it. Yeah, the short course racing is good heading into Kona, just to sharpen things up a little bit.
Yeah. I actually love to do one or two short course races a year. I always do the Ninja Triathlon after Kona, and I always do really well. So I have actually a lot of fun doing some shorter races each year. And Beijing International Triathlon asked me last year, and I couldn't do it, and they asked me again, and I just couldn't resist to say yes. And it just goes straight over from Beijing. So I'm going to be in Kona 3 weeks before the race, and I think that's going to be good preparation for the big one in October.
Love it. Caroline, thanks as always for taking time to chat. Love your personality. Love how you race. Best of luck on Sunday. I'm sure the heat won't bother you. You're gonna have a great one.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I hope the heat is not going to bother me. I hope I'm not going to collapse. It's going to be steamy hot. They're talking about up to 40 degrees. And, I hope I'm going good, and I hope everyone else is going through the race safe. And, yeah.
Love it.
Yep.
Caroline Steffen has been our guest. Again, we are brought to you by RacePlace.com, RunCatalina.com, the Challenged Athletes Foundation. And you can check out any of our interviews on Babbitt Phil on iTunes. Caroline, thanks again for taking time.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.
All right. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.